moon and stars they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, His blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon Him.
One final breath He gave as heaven looked away. The Son of God was laid in darkness, a battle in the grave. The war on death was waged, the power of hell forever broken.
The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not.
Sting, our resurrected King has rendered you defeated.
Forever He is glorified, forever He is lifted high, forever He is risen, He is alive. Rendered you defeated. Forever He is glorified, forever He is lifted high, forever He is risen, He is alive, He is alive.
While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Alleluia. Sing Alleluia."
We sing Alleluia. We sing Alleluia. We sing Alleluia. The Lamb has overcome.
We sing Alleluia. We sing Alleluia. We sing Alleluia. The Lamb has overcome.
We sing Alleluia. We sing Alleluia. We sing Alleluia. The Lamb has overcome. We sing Alleluia. We sing Alleluia. We sing Alleluia. The Lamb has overcome. Forever He is glorified. Forever He is lifted.
Please arise for our first hymn, which is number 216, Christ Arose.
The great and glorious joy of Easter that I greet you for our time of Easter worship this morning. Definitely the grave was empty, the meaning that Jesus is alive. Not only back then, he is alive for us in today and long and into all of eternity. And it is that good news that unites us together in our worship this morning. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Gracious, glorious God, we thank you for the newness of Easter morn, that reality that we are made new as Jesus has victory over the grave, and that promise of hope, that promise of new life. Lord, we thank you for your love, and we thank you for your grace, and we pray that our songs and our words and our worship and our very lives would just glorify you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you in this hour and in each of our days. In Christ's name, amen.
Spring has now unwrapped the
We read from Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, to focus our thoughts in on the resurrection of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 1. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. The word of the Lord. Amen.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our Easter hymn. It is found on page number 217 of your red hymnal, if you choose to follow along there. It is Christ the Lord is risen today.
Thank you.
bow in prayer. Lord God, as we try to visualize that first morning, in remembering the scriptures, in the truth and the glory of the songs that we've sung, we try to visualize what the women, what they experienced, what they saw, what they felt, their disbelief, their thoughts of amazement. And they went to share the good news. And the disciples, they weren't sure either. They couldn't believe just the women. They had to go and see for themselves. And Lord, we're thankful that they went. For both the women and the disciples that went, we are thankful because we have the account of their firsthand witness, their eyewitness, that the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty. The burial cloth was folded and set to the side. And the angels, in their proclamation that he is alive, he is not here. Oh Lord, the glory of those moments. In our worship, we seek that glory. In our worship, we open ourselves to that same sense of awe and amazement and wonder at the truth. The truth that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Savior. And through your power, O God, he glorified you in his overpowering of the grave, his overcoming of the tomb, and that he is alive forever and forevermore. Lord, may that joy reside in our hearts. May that joy fill us, even in those times in this world that are dark, where there is fear and where there is doubt, where there is guilt and where there is shame. Lord, make us new. And we thank you. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus, who gave his body and his blood that we would know forgiveness of sins. And we thank you for that empty tomb, the promise of grace and everlasting life. Lord, though we can't fully grasp and picture that first morning, you have given us the words of Scripture, and we can know enough to be sure and certain of your truth, to live our lives, to glorify you, and to share with others this sense of joy and this sense of glory, this sense of promise, and this sense of hope, all realized through our resurrected Lord Jesus. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And hear us as we pray together how he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading is found in the book of Luke, reading from chapter 24. We're reading verses 13 through 35. For those of you who would like to follow along in the Pew Bibles, it's located on page 1047. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord is risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread."
I invite children to come forward for a children message together. Good morning. Happy Easter. Easter. How many of you have already hunted for eggs today? Did you get a lot?
I got a
probably
lot.
Did you get a lot of different colored eggs? Yeah. And inside those eggs, you might have candies and all different kinds of candy.
And I got stuff.
Yeah. My favorite stuff inside those eggs are jelly beans. I could live off of jelly beans. And jelly beans come in a lot of different colors. So when you see the colors of your eggs or the jelly beans or the flowers behind you or all the colored clothing you have on now, we can think of the story of Jesus. So I'm going to explain this to you. First, we have the color green. At the beginning of this week was Palm Sunday, you might remember from a week ago. The people were waving the palm branches as Jesus came into Jerusalem singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna," right? It's our king. And during that course of the week, his disciples and others around him started to betray him. Judas betrayed Jesus for some coins, which might be this color, or Peter sitting by the orange fire denying Jesus. "I don't know who Jesus is." So all his friends leaving him. We have purple. Purple is the color of like a king, a royal person. The soldiers who arrested Jesus, they dressed him in purple, and they put a crown on him, but it wasn't a real crown. It was a crown of thorns, right? They were just mocking him. They were teasing him. "Sure, you are a king, right?" And so he was on the cross, and he bled and died on the cross. And even though it was in the middle of the day, everything went dark and black. It was sad. No one likes black jelly beans, right? Ugh, right. So he was wrapped in white clothing and he was laid in the tomb. Now the disciples didn't understand it quite yet, but what Jesus did by dying on the cross was forgiving all their sins. So when we see the white, we can say, we've been made new, all the sins are wiped away, made fresh. And then that third day, the sun, the yellow sun, rose in the sky, and they went out to the women went out to the tomb to care for Jesus' body, but they didn't find him. He was gone, and the angel told him, he's not here, just like he said, he is risen, right? And so the sun was rising, and also the Son of God had risen. And then lastly, I have pink. Pink is just a fun, joyful color, right? And so now what Jesus has done, he has risen for us, we get to rejoice and have joy for all that he has done for us. Our sins are forgiven, and that's what we celebrate today. So let's end with the word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for everything that your Son, Jesus Christ, has done for us, for coming here and dying on the cross and then rising again after 3 days, that our sins may be forgiven and that we may be your children. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys.